That the battle ahead is still very long, and I don't think the future will be very bright for us photographers. And thinking a bit about how far we've come as a species, you knew it'd be coming. I remembered a concept from back when I was a biologist, and it's a concept from genetics and evolution. It's called dual inheritance, which basically states that at some point during the course of our evolution, us humans, we gain the ability to store and transmit culture, not just between our immediate contacts, but with to future generations. And this is really what sets us apart from all other living things on Earth. And this was really brought on by the written record. And then 150 years ago, something incredible happened, and that was the invention of photography. Especially street photography, because street photography offers in the moment capturing of social documentation. Street photography is completely unstaged, and it's completely non-set up or contrived in any way. And unfortunately, the government wants to take that away from us.
Justice!
And to take away photography, to take away street photography, is to take away what makes us human. And so I don't know about you, but I refuse to have the government or some petty law govern my photographic practice. And so I urge every single one of you to continue doing what we've been doing, this thing that we've been started with street photography. And I just want to leave you with a quote, something that our mentor John Easterby said back when we had our street photography assignment briefing. And it was, "Take to the streets and put in the miles." Thank you. So I just wanted to take this opportunity to thank some of the people who have been